Hey guys, how are you?
Very well.
You out to New England?
Yeah, I know you guys are. I definitely know you guys are doing better than me. But yeah, we're definitely on to New England.
What do you see in the Patriots so far?
Oh, you know, I still see where they got Tom Brady, Gronk, Edelman, and the guys, and then on defense, you know, Big Vince, and you know, there's a new guy out there who's pretty good. I mean, it's you know, obviously it's the New England Patriots.
Do you kind of get a kick out of the fact that Tom Brady was getting so heavily criticized for some of those performances earlier in the season?
Yeah, that was hysterical, I thought. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, really? Okay. You know, so he's, you know, I mean, come on.
What have you seen in the last two games from Tom that has allowed him to get back to the level that everybody's accustomed to seeing?
Well, again, I mean, it's just, you know, they do what they do, and they, you know, it's not a machine, but it's, you know, it's pretty much like it's a, you know, they know what they want to get done, and, you know, they've done it for so many years, it's just like clockwork, and you know, he's back there on a rhythm, and that's, you know, obviously a dangerous thing for people that they play.
Rex, every year it seems to descend into some level of chaos down there. And up here in New England, things don't get as weird and dysfunctional. Do you ever look at it up here and say, man, there's got to be a different way for me to do it so it doesn't get so off the rails?
No, I think you guys are saying it's dysfunctional, I think, is maybe a perception that you have, but it's certainly not the case here. You know, we haven't won as much as we want, clearly, but, you know, shoot, this is, you know, far from a dysfunctional team. And again, you'll see it when we get there. I mean, it's a good football team. We just haven't produced the wins yet.
You said earlier this year that you felt confident this Jets team would be a playoff team. Do you still feel that way?
Well, obviously we haven't done ourselves any favors, you know, getting off to the start we have, but I believe in this football team, absolutely believe in this team.
Rex, it wasn't too long ago, 2 weeks maybe, that this team up here was being criticized for how poorly they were playing, and hearing it from a lot of different places. The stretch that you're in, what makes you so confident that you'll be able to turn it around like this team has the last 2 weeks?
Well, I just see how hard our team works. I mean, this team works hard. They prepare. They care. And I think that's, you know, that usually it's no guarantee of success, but it's a it's certainly a step in the right direction. And we have a lot of good players and you know, and good coaches. So I'm confident that it's just a matter of time.
Rex, what have you seen from Darrell so far? Same old player?
Oh gosh, I'd rather not comment on him. No, he's a great player, obviously, and, you know, matching him on the top receivers and things like that. He just, he's still just a great player.
Rex, in your experience playing against Tom Brady and the Patriots offense, what have you seen from the tape you've watched this season that might be different than seasons past?
That's hard to say. I don't really see any difference. You know, I think... you know, last year they really committed to running the football more at the end. That might have been a little different than maybe in times past, but it just, you know, it just looked like the same, you know, it looks like the same Patriots to me.
Rex, you got your injuries certainly, and the Patriots, you know, incurred some this weekend. They're very light at the linebacker level. They probably don't have a lot of time to change the whole game plan, but is there a way that you can say, okay, well, that's something we can attack because there's really only two on the roster?
Well, we certainly don't feel sorry for him. You know, we've gone through a few injuries, say the least, and I know they don't feel sorry for us. But again, no, you know, the next man steps up, and there's definitely, you know, ways of playing it. I mean, you know, Belichick's a heck of a football coach, and, you know, he's going to put the guys out there. If it's playing another safety, if it's playing, you know, another D lineman, whatever it is, he'll, you know, obviously, you know, you have some adjustment, you know, in the back of your, you know, back of your mind that you've been working on.
When you drafted Jason Morrow, did you kind of hope that he would turn into something like what the Patriots have with Gronkowski?
No, that would be nice. Do I think that's the case? No. You're talking about a guy that that scored, what, 20-some touchdowns. I mean, yeah, we would love that. We'd love half of that. So, but no, when we took him, we never thought he would be Gronkowski. He's only one of those in this league. So, but we know he'll be a good football player.
Rex, how much of your struggles do you attribute to the stability or lack thereof at the quarterback position?
Well, again, you know, it's not just one man, you know, or we just haven't, seemed like we've been breaking down at certain spots, throughout the year. We'll need a big stop. Instead, a team will drive it on us for a touchdown. We'll turn the ball over. There's something that happens, but it's certainly not just on one man.
How's Zach Sudfeld doing? Has he got any relevance at this point for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Zach's doing a good job for us. We think he's a guy that can develop into a good football player. And obviously, as you guys know, he was quite a red zone threat when he was there in the preseason when he was playing. So, I think he just keeps improving. He's a hard worker, and I think the young man's got a bright future.
Thanks. Rex, what's been the biggest difference in the game tape that you've seen from the first four Patriots games when they struggled and the last two when they've played well?
Well, again, I think sometimes you need to give credit to the opponent that you're playing. They see a lot of different things, and I think sometimes – it's not a focus of anybody, but they played some good teams and for whatever reason, maybe they struggle a little bit, but you know, this is a team that's still, a top of our division like they always are, it seems like. Obviously has a great deal of talent, They got, a great coach and Belichick. And then obviously they got the Hall of Fame quarterback. So it makes it tough.
How badly do you guys need to win a football game?
Well, about as bad as it gets, like you're 1-5 team. So, we're desperate, to say the least.
When you look at the way last season ended with the uncertainty about job status and then starting 1-5 and knowing that a 1-6 start would almost cripple your chances to get to the playoffs, do you look at this as a victory that you need to not only salvage your season but possibly your job?
No, I don't look at that. It's never been about me. You talk about job security late in the year. I never flinch one time about it. All I do is the best job I can, and I'm confident in my abilities. I'm confident in the guys that I coach with, the people that are here. So again, I don't think twice about it. I just know we're going to do everything in our power to get a win. Obviously, it's a lot easier said than done. Especially traveling, up to New England. But, we know we're going to get their best shot, and they know that we're going to give them our best shot.
How have you seen the Patriots' offensive line evolve over the first 6 weeks of the season?
Well, they've been, using a lot of different guys, combinations in there and things like that. It seems like they're settling in on more of the veteran group. But, again, it's, they have some talent there as well.
Rex, losing D. Milner, how does that impact your cornerback, your secondary, which has struggled already in the season?
Yeah, I mean, we've had, this is our sixth Pro Bowl quarterback that we faced in a row, so it's certainly been a challenge. But again, I think we're certainly not playing defense to our standards. I think we're sixth in the league in defense, so that definitely isn't to our standards. But we'll see what happens when it's all said and done.
I think the thought would ever cross your mind to just, I mean, with the way that the Patriots have struggled to protect Brady at times this season, to just send the house at him every single play and see what happens this week?
Oh yeah, that definitely is the. That's you sound like my mom now. Everybody thought, oh my gosh, Buddy Ryan, what kind of blitzer he'd be. But my mom would be worse. The league's probably happy that she wasn't a coordinator. But I don't know if that's the most sound thing.
Well, I hope you're eating your vitamins and getting good nights of sleep.
Oh, hey, I'm showing up. I can promise you that.
Rex, do you think in some way a short week can help your squad forget about the last game and catch Bill on a short week?
No, I don't think so. I think his record on a short week is probably, I know it's a lot better than mine. So, again, it's, you know, it is not an advantage on a short week, a long week, or anything else. You know, we're just going to show up and the best team will win.